You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about one of our favourite pieces of advice, which is don't take a deep breath.
Exactly, because you'll hear most people say, you know, if you're feeling nerves or stress, they say, just take a deep breath.
Yeah, we see it all the time on Facebook group. Take deep breaths.
So, yeah, so what our advice is not to take a deep breath.
Yeah, this is one that we use a lot when we're giving talks at conferences to driving instructors. It's also one that we include in our training courses.
Exactly. A little while ago, there was a Wim Hof program on TV, BBC One, and he was putting people into cold water. And if you could imagine you were going to jump into a freezing cold lake or river or whatever it was, your normal human reaction is to take a sharp intake of breath.
Yeah, whenever there's a shock, whenever you experience a shock like cold water, whether that's in a lake or whether it's in the shower, you get that involuntary gasp in breath. And instead of being calming, that type of breath can actually trigger a stress response to the brain, because the brain wants to know why you've taken that sharp intake of breath. And what it actually does is it signals action, potentially danger. So this is why very often if somebody takes that gasping type in breath, instead of feeling calm because they've taken a deep breath, they feel more anxious, more panicky.
Yeah, and it's a very similar situation to if you've ever been in a nice warm shower and all of a sudden the hot water goes and all of a sudden it comes out really cold. Your immediate reaction is to go into shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you even notice how the, you know, your body starts to tighten as well, isn't it? So it's a very similar situation to that. And we don't want that. When you take a sharp intake of breath, you're not really in control, are you?
No, and it can lead to hyperventilation. So it means that your breath, particularly when you're breathing like that through your mouth, your breath is unregulated.
Yes, and what we want is we want people to be in control of their breathing.
Definitely. So before we move on to that, I just want to make it clear that we're not saying that deep breathing is a problem. We are talking more about the fact that when you just tell somebody, give somebody that advice of take a few deep breaths, you're not being specific. You're not giving them the instructions on how to take a deep breath safely that's going to lead to a calming response. So if somebody doesn't have the knowledge of how to deep breathe and share that with somebody safely, then our advice is don't take a deep breath. But yes, Deep breathing done properly is great.
Yes, and our way of doing deep breathing is slightly different, isn't it? We still want people to breathe deeply, but what we want to do is a more controlled way. What we want people to do is to take a slow, gentle, full breath in.
Yeah, and just the sound of it, you're being specific, so somebody knows exactly what to do. But even in the saying it, it's nicely paced, it sounds calming, and so you're able to feel calm when you follow the instruction.
And that's exactly it, isn't it? You know, we want someone to say it to us in a calm way. Because if someone is saying, take a deep breath, it's quite rushed, isn't it?
Yes.
So if we can take our time to say those five words, slow, gentle, full breath in, you actually mimic that as well when you breathe in. So you will naturally take a slow, gentle, full breath in.
Yeah. definitely. And the ideal for this, so while it's not in the instructions, the ideal is actually to breathe in through your nose, because that helps you regulate that breath. It means that you're not going to breathe too quickly. It means that you're not going to take in too much air all at once. So breathing in through your nose is a really good way to regulate your breathing.
Yeah, but then also releasing that breath as well, as if you're breathing out through pursed lips. So you're taking your time to breathe out as well.
Yeah, and that's moving on to our calming breath that we share. And this is one that we share a lot on social media, isn't it? I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.